the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I just sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock. That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Yesterday, and he said, Bill, I'm going to be on the West Coast, but I'm good to go. So Buck will be with us here in about 15 minutes, and where he is, it's about 4 o'clock. Buck will join us here in just a few minutes coming out of break number one. Griff, top of hour two. That's Mike Griffith, AJC's Dog Nation. He'll be with us, and Gator Dave also in hour two. The call text option line, which is always there for you. It is your connection to the show. If you don't feel like you have a communication device to the show, you don't want to call. That's a very small number of folks in any audience. You don't like social media. Okay, I understand. But you do like to communicate with the show. Well, that call text option line, the text angle on it is for you. 615-844-5600 on Twitter at Bill is King. And you can email the show anytime, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Fun day, the He Gone Gateway is open, the transfer portal. It goes from the 16th to the end of the month. Now, I've seen various names in there. I don't know if I've seen anything. Maybe it got by me, if there was one, that just jumps off the page at me right now. But this is expected to be a 15-day stampede of some sort. We'll see what the level of stampede we get. Did get some questions from Tennessee fans. Bill, what do you think about Elijah Herring entering the portal? Herring is from the borough. Speaking of that, y'all. Yeah, he's from the borough up here, Murfreesboro. And was a starting linebacker at Tennessee this last year when Keenan Peely, who was the BYU transfer, basically lost the season due to an injury. Herring is a player, and again, he has announced he's searching for other opportunities. He's in the He Gone Gateway. That on the hoof is a very attractive player. Now, I'm going to be critical too, but he is a very attractive player that I think needs to find his position. Instinctively, he looks lost a lot of the time playing linebacker. I believe they had him at the mic, linebacker. And he I'm saying this, he led the team in tackles. But I think that was more circumstantial than gift and ability. And let me back up. I do think he's got some pretty attractive ability. I just think he needs to find a spot. I do not think he has the instincts. Watching him play, he never looks comfortable with whatever he's reading in a play. We've got a player here who has size. I believe he's listed 6'3", about 240, 245. He's attractive. He is athletic. He's strong. He can run. He's got all of that. I think he's a weak side defensive end, where you limit his job responsibilities and you let him get up the field. I don't think he's a stand up, read the play, wade through the wash, and find the ball carrier and blow it up. I do not think that's what he does well. But he's going to be attractive. On the hoof, he's attractive. His younger brother is a defensive end on the team, who's about 6'5", 235. But I had some people ask me about it. You ever watch a player? I spend a lot of time when I'm watching during the playing portion, not fake spring football. No. During the playing portion, I spend a lot of time on different positions. It might be left tackle. It might be right guard. It might be the Mike linebacker. It may be the free safety. It may be the weak side defensive end. It may be the three technique defensive tackle. It might be the center. It might be the quarterback. And when you watch players as long as I have, for many, many, many decades, you can tell instinct and you can tell lack thereof. And it was a struggle for him. And again, he had 70-something total tackles, or total hits, if you will. Not individual solo tackles, but not bad. Yeah, the stat sheet's pretty attractive. He's just not real instinctive. And he needs to find a new home, which he's searching for, and he'll have offers, no doubt about it. And he needs to find a position where he is comfortable, because instinctively, it just doesn't click the way I'd like to see it. You know, when you see somebody play a position and they just look comfortable, the assignment is there, they understand the assignment, they understand the play, they understand how to read it and make the play on it. They make it look easy, right? And sometimes that's not fair to place on somebody, but you never got that feeling with him. And they also had some young linebackers, the Tealander kid. Of course, they've got Aaron Carter, who's been out with an injury. They got some young linebackers. Edwin Spillman is another one, who looked good in the spring. He was on my son's junior high team and was a four-star linebacker recruit who's up on Rocky Top right now. So I believe they feel like they're in solid shape. But, no, I had some questions about that earlier. And, again, the transfer portal technically, I believe, begins as far as officially begins today and goes through the end of the month of April. Basketball, you ready for some hoopage? Big Z, for at least formerly of Kentucky, has switched to Arkansas. And he was on the Kentucky team this last year. And what was the game? Was it the Georgia game where he broke out? They played him. First of all, they had to free his eligibility at first. That took several games. He's 7'2". He's long. He's got a lot of ability. He's more of a European, for sure, type player. Face the basket. Not back to the basket guy. And Coach Cal's the one that got him here. And he has switched schools, switched basketball teams, if you will. He'll be heading to Vietnam with Coach Cal. He actually, his style of play is a lot like Mark Pope's was and would have been a good fit, but got to go where he wants to be. And he wants to remain loyal to Coach Cal, and that's what he's going to end up doing. That's going to be interesting how Cal assembles the Arkansas roster, because he's going to go after and get the first-team All-American team. He does that every year. That is not an issue. And it's going to be interesting how Mark Pope goes about it, too. I know. A lot of the Kentucky fan base is all bought in with Mark Pope, and I'm not saying they shouldn't be. I am not here critiquing. He's taking over a beast, a monster that has to constantly be fed. And when you stop feeding that monster, and that means deep runs in the NCAA tournament, it gets sour fast. And Coach Cal, along about 2020, stopped feeding the monster. He tried. He tried to feed the monster. Everything he tried to put in the monster's mouth, the monster didn't like. It worked before. It worked prior. It did. It worked very well. But feeding that monster continuously and making that monster happy at a place like that is difficult. What's the other place? Well, it is Alabama. Now, Nicky never stopped feeding the monster. That's rare. Alabama football is a gigantic beast. And you have to continuously feed that beast. Nick, to the bitter end, fed the beast. He had him in the playoffs, 14 playoff, last year of it, and within a minute of the game, had a W against Michigan. I didn't hold, but Nick never stopped. That's hard. Think about this. Think about the superstar coaches. Even the superstar coaches, how many of them fed the beast till the bitter end? Dr. Tom did. Now, Dr. Tom was incredible at Nebraska. He's not like Nick Saban or Bear Bryant. How many of the Hall of Fame coaches do you know fed the beast until the last day? Didn't have that droppage at the end, which was kind of sour. Very few. Tiny number. Buck, when we come back. He's out west somewhere, man. I don't know where, but he's out west. We'll find him. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Starting to build with a little bit more volume just in the last few minutes, coming in from Dixon County on 40 East out there at 840. And a little bit of radar out there maybe an hour ago as you head towards Kingston Springs as it builds up through Brentwood, Franklin on 65 going northbound through Williamson County. Not bad. It's loading up with more volume just in the last 5 minutes or so. 24 westbound into Antioch there, coming in from Murfreesboro. Hey, 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. The package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks, and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. It's starleasing.com to learn more.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only-CPR and become a lifesaver today.
The 2024 Atlanta Braves are on a mission to bring home a seventh straight NL East title and head back to the Fall Classic.
Harris to the warning track. Harris will leap, and he got it! He caught the ball! You have got to be kidding me! Swung on, belt, deep right field, gone!
Listen to the NL East defending champs, the Atlanta Braves, only on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
The old BCS computer runs on diesel fuel and dreams. We know this because it lives in Bill King's garage.
Somewhere out west. I don't know if he's in Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Phoenix, Denver, but he's somewhere out there. Hey, Buck, how you doing, sir?
Good, Bill. How you doing, man?
Doing very, very good. The transfer portal 15-day window is now open, Buck. Do you think we see some chaos?
It's funny. The Athletic had a great program, great article about the five types of college football programs you meet in the transfer portal. And I think we're going to see all the different types this year, because you're already seeing it. I mean, you know, some people have really gone in hard and heavy and done a really nice job, like Ole Miss in certain places. And then some have missed on the transfer portal. So I think now, since guys can come in and you don't have to worry about them having to sit, they can transfer as much as they can. This is really, you know, NFL free agent, and it's masquerading as a transfer portal. So we're going to see a lot of different stuff this year.
Buck is with us. Buck, we were just having some fun, and I was talking about Kentucky basketball and Coach Cal leaving. He's going to Arkansas. Not new news, but when you have a program that big historically, Buck, and he won big there for a while, You have to continuously feed the beast. You have to feed the monster at a very high level. And when that becomes ineffective, you lose your star power. And that's what happened to him there. And hopefully he rekindles the batteries at Arkansas. But my transition in this conversation was as follows. How many of the superstar coaches like Nick Saban at a place like Alabama fed the beast to the bitter end? That's rare, right? I mean, most of the times there's a fade at the end.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, you know, Nick went out kind of on his own terms, right?
Yeah.
I mean, other than the fact that he didn't win it at the end, and it's crazy. I went to that Rose Bowl game. I hadn't been to a Rose Bowl ever, and that was my first one, and I get to see Nick Saban in his last game. And I actually, his first year, he was at Alabama. I called the bowl game against Colorado with Dan Hawkins at him. And I can remember talking to Hawkins, you know, after that and subsequently working with him and talking about what Nick Saban was able to do and how Hawk couldn't get it done at Colorado. Just interesting juxtaposition of how you saw somebody come in and how you saw somebody leave.
Even, I mean, Bowden, it faded pretty bad there, right? And he tried to hang around and hang around. Paterno, the ending was not good at all for various reasons we know about. Dr. Tom did. He fed the beast and won three national championships at the end of his career. But it's hard, Buck, at a place where the expectations are crazy to feed the beast forever.
Yeah, I mean, you bring up a really good point because – you know, how much of your soul do you have to give up to get what you need, right?
All of it.
Yeah, I mean, think about what, but Nick, I think for me, Nick fed the beast, but I was also impressed with how he was able to continually stay evolving, you know, keep finding ways to make himself better. When he was pissed off that he couldn't change how offenses were. Okay, well, I'm gonna go get five guys that know how to run those offenses. You know, I think he would complain a little bit, but he wouldn't bitch enough where it would become, come on, Nick. It was more like, okay, he's getting ready to do something about it. He's telling y'all he's getting ready to do something about it. Are y'all listening to him? You know, and I kind of think, Kirby is doing some similar things to Georgia.
Yep.
You know, he figured out how to take that model, make it his own, and now he's doing some of the same things at Georgia. But I think Nick was able to stay somewhat ahead of the curve. You know, if he didn't like a mobile quarterback, okay, I'm going to go get me a mobile quarterback. I mean, it was always things that he was trying to do, you know, okay, these big athletic receivers, I'm going to go get these Julio Jones guys. I'm gonna, you know, I got to figure out ways to beat. I know what hurts my defense. Let me go see if I can get the same thing and hurt those other defenses. It was just interesting, you know, like when you think about the size of his defensive linemen. I mean, think about how big they were when he first started versus as he was transitioning out or retiring. Different kind of thing. So, you know, I think you got to feed the beast, but you also have to be cognizant enough that I got to keep evolving, keep growing. You know, I think it's funny. We see Bill Belichick over at Washington. Well, he's got a relationship with the head coach there, so that makes sense. But it also makes sense that he may not come back to football, but I bet you he will come back to football. And it's just like, okay, how can I get better at what I can do? You know, I lost Brady. My defense is still solid, but if I do decide to come back in this game, here's what I'm going to do. You know, how I'm going to do it. It's interesting to watch some of those guys that don't stop learning and evolving, but you still got to feed that beast. You're right about that, boy.
That's our Buckle. Buck, we were talking also prior about a player in the portal announced last night, and I watched him. He was a linebacker, and his stat sheet actually looked pretty good, but I would watch him, and he just was not instinctive. He was a Mike linebacker, and – But Buck, he's 6'3", 245. He runs well. He's strong. He's got all the attributes. He just seems to lack instinct. When you were playing UCLA and the pros, all of that, how many times would you guys see some dude come in all jacked up, look good? Wasn't bad, but just looked like he didn't have instincts.
Yeah, that happens. You know, it's interesting. You would see guys, even some guys you turned on the tape and you watch, you look and like, man, that dude but he's not, he doesn't quite understand the angles or doesn't understand the certain things. And you knew right then you could beat them. But when you saw him on your own team and you saw him every day, it gave you a real good chance to be able to beat them consistently because you knew some of the things that they couldn't do. Maybe they were built, you know, really strong, but couldn't run as well side to side. Straight ahead, guy could run. And I remember having some linebackers that I would face like that. Like at the point, you had to really get into them quick because if you didn't, they had the chance to beat you, but there were other things that you could do to them and they weren't as instinctive as a linebacker. I couldn't, you know, move. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, playing Carnell Lake, who was playing linebacker in college out of position, but he was probably one of the best guys because he was quick, had good hands, and he was doing that all at UCLA at about 205, 210. So when he got to the pros and he played safety and corner, there was nobody that was going to, you know, bowl him up, so to speak. So, but I saw other guys that came in that were really hyped that couldn't do some of the things like that instinctively, especially since we played linebackers and safety so much at the tight end position. And even some defensive linemen where they were just like massive guys but just maybe couldn't move or just had some, you know, weight issues. It was just, it's always something that can hold you back in that game. And it's true. The transfer portal puts, you know, it allows you to have exposure, but it can also let you get exposed. And that's the thing you look for when guys leave a place. Are they running to something or running away from something? That's what, I mean, when you listen to coaches talk about this transfer portal, they got to hit it right. And I think if you know these guys, you've had a relationship with them and you feel like you can develop them, there's a good opportunity. But if they just look the part but can't play the part, that's where you might get in a little trouble.
Carnell Lake's middle name should have been Instinct.
What was it? Oh, Instinct. Hey, Bill. I mean, we would run up in the hills of Bel Air after working out with the track guys, and we would take our cars over there because it was, you know, about a mile away.
Right.
Lake would run. He would run from the school, run up there, and then run back. And we're like, dude. I mean, he was nonstop. I've never been around a guy that had just to go. I mean, and you're right. His motor was always on. On the football field. And it was impressive to watch. And he came in to UCLA as a running back. You know, they recruited him as a running back, him and Ken Norton, as a matter of fact. And then, you know, they had enough understanding to turn them into defensive players, and the rest is history for both of them.
Josh, up in Picktown, Ohio, did you get to watch Buck any of the Ohio State spring game?
You know, I taped it. I haven't watched it yet. I watched about like one series, and I think the defense looked good. The offense was a little shaky, but I'm going to go back and watch it this weekend. That was one of the games I wanted to see that I taped. I'm interested to see how Chip and Hartline are working together as the co-offensive coordinators, but I didn't get a chance to really watch much of it yet, but I will this weekend.
I ask you that because, and I really didn't. I had it on, but half-heartedly. But Josh wants to know, the offensive line seems to be, if we're trying to find a wart on the supermodel, the offensive line seems to be the question mark. And his question is, how does Justin Fry still have a job up there? Well, I can't answer that part. But
yeah, you know, I read a little bit about that afterwards, that the offensive line there has been very questionable. And I'm curious. But also, what I tell people is don't panic right now because this is the time of year where this window of the transfer portal is really designed for those, you know, all the skill guys and everything else seem to come in the first portion. But in talking to coaches, it seems like this way you get more of the O linemen and the D linemen and some, like you said, the linebackers. You get the people, the last leg of what you're looking for. And I'm sure if Ohio State isn't happy with what they have right now, this would probably be the time where they would, you know, use Chip. What Chip did a pretty good job of sometimes is he went after those Ivy guys, and some of them turned out to be pretty good. You know, he got guys that were, you know, probably better athletes than they thought, went to Ivy, put on some weight, came to UCLA or were Duke guys or other places. So I would imagine if a guy is not happy where he is and he has some potential, Ohio State would have him circled, especially if he's an offensive lineman.
Buck, no, you've got a long day out there working on the West Coast. We'll let you run, sir. Appreciate it very much.
Man, I appreciate it. Y'all have a good one. Take care.
You too. You too. There he is. Charles Arbuckle with us on Tuesdays. On the text line, which is 615-844-5600, Chad in the 859, which means he's up there in Lexington, that area of Kentucky. Bill, Cal didn't even start his two best players, not feeding the beast. Yeah, now, in that case, and you're right. No, you're right. Talking about Reed Shepard and the Dillingham kid, and they're both high draft picks. They both played prominently. I don't think, and look, Cal did stop feeding the beast. So that part, I totally agree with your premise. But those guys played big minutes and prominent minutes. I don't know if them not starting had anything to do with their demise. And as we know, Reed Shepard in that NCAA game against Oakland County, Michigan, and I'm a big Reed Shepard fan, but he played horribly. And that's just a roll of the dice. But there's talk because Mark Pope and Jeff Shepard roomed together at Kentucky that maybe that would help with Reed coming back. That kid's a lottery pick. I don't think he's coming back. I don't know that. I'm guessing there. That'd be a blind guess. But think about what's on the line there. Now, if he came back, he'd get a really good NIL deal. That wouldn't necessarily be an issue. But what if you blow your knee? What's up with the next draft after that? If you're going to blow your knee, and again, he's totally healthy, but I'm just saying if something's going to happen injury-wise, have it happen when you're on the NBA payroll. But there is some talk. I saw an interesting, I guess it would be podcast, and I don't get to look at many of them, but this one just popped up in front of me, and it was Cam Newton talking. And I'm not going to start the conversation here because we're about to go to break, but it was Cam Newton reminiscing the 2010 season. And it was Cam Newton talking specifically about the rumors about the money that he got. I don't know that I'd ever seen him talk about it before. And he was with, which one, I believe it was Shannon Sharp. I believe it was. Very, very interesting. Yeah, very interesting. We'll kick it around. It's the non-playing portion. We've got latitude to pretty much go wherever. Top of the hour, Griff will be with us. I've not heard back from Rusty. I'm trying to get Rusty tomorrow. Top of hour three, after Blake and after Brent Ziancio. But I've not heard back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Wrapping up that earlier crash downtown on 40 westbound off-ramp there at Broadway. It is really heavy now with a lot of saturation coming in from Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, up through the Antioch area on 24 westbound. As you continue up through Smyrna, traffic still looks good at the moment down 65 in Millersville. A little bit of radar in that northern section of Robertson County this morning. Saw some earlier out there in the Mount Juliet area as well, both east and westbound on I-40. Watch for some radar. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services here in Middle Tennessee, Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
And now, Veterans Restoration is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please visit DAV.org and consider donating to the disabled U.S. veterans who need our help. This message is brought to you by Veterans Restoration, serving Middle Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. For residential or commercial, fire, water, or storm damage restoration, give the pros a call today at 615-838-8407, 615-838-8407. That's Veterans Restoration. They're professionals who care.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
And now, Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways and keep an eye out for motorcycles and never drink and drive. This message is brought to you by locally owned and operated Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body, our full-service body shop. So give the pros a call today at 615-593-5699. 615-593-5699. That's Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body, going the extra mile for safety. They're professionals who care.
Hey, this is George Plaster. Looking forward to joining the WNSR family Monday, April the 29th with Kelly Holcomb, Watson Brown, and Billy Derrick. We'll continue to broadcast from the Ford Ice Center in Bellevue, but now we have the ability to take your phone calls 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, April 29th. We'll get it started. Hope you'll join us on Nashville Sports Radio.
Home of commitments and other stuff. The Bill King Show.
Watching this podcast, and it's Cam Newton talking. And remember now, 2010, the whole Cam got paid, Dad got the money, the church, all that, took us away from the playing portion quite a bit. Very rare that happens. Remember we had the summer of 2010, which was Oklahoma and Texas going west, at least. Possibly going west, potentially going west. And that whole drama, if you will. And then we get into the playing portion. Cam Newton, who is a Georgia kid, went down to Florida. Things did not work out there. Got in some trouble, left, went JUCO. Anyways, Cam Newton tells this story. When he's at JUCO in Texas and he's blowing it up, I believe his team wins the junior college national championship. He's getting recruited, and it comes down to either Mississippi State or Auburn. Dan Mullen, who was at Florida as the offensive coordinator when Cam was there and Tim Tebow was the starter, and now he's the head coach at Mississippi State, and then Gene Chizik at Auburn. And it came down to those two. Dan Mullen saying, we want you, we got to have you, you're my guy. Of course, Auburn said the same thing. And he said, long story short, he decides on Auburn. He and his dad, collectively, they decide on Auburn. And his dad said, you got to be a man, you got to call Mullen. So he calls Mullen. Mullen picks up the phone and says, how's my quarterback? That's how he answers the phone. How's my quarterback? And Cam says, Coach, I got to tell you, man, I appreciate everything, but I'm going to Auburn. And Mullen gets into a big spiel about how they depended on him, they needed him, they were going to build around him. Mullen's wife, in the background, asks, is he coming, is he coming? And Mullen, on the phone with Cam Newton, says, no, he tells us he's not. And she sounds disappointed in the background. And so, at some point, the conversation ends. He goes to Auburn, and the story starts hitting. He says, early on in the season, he gets a call from Gene Chizik, says, I need to meet you and your parents, your mom and your dad. We need to meet really fast. They meet somewhere, and he's sitting across from them, and he says, a story's about to hit where you guys got $180,000. Cam Newton says, I looked at Coach Chizik, and I looked at my parents and said, did anybody, where's the $180,000 at? Now, again, you can believe this or not. Where's the $180,000? I don't have it. Do you have it? Chizik says, look, I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm just telling you a story's about to hit, and the NCAA is all up in this. They're all sniffing around over it. And Cam Newton says that the story was planted by Mullen, who was butthurt over the rejection in recruiting. Cam Newton says, look, this might not have been the reason, but I was at Florida when Mullen was there. They didn't play me at all. When I got recruited, they told me, like Tebow had with Chris Leak, there would be a package for me. Never got it. No package. Nothing. Nada. Now, again, Tebow won the Heisman. I mean, Tebow's the guy at the time. Cam Newton's a better player, turns out. Way better player. But at the time, it was Tim Tebow's team. I get that. I'm not being critical there. But he says that whole controversy, its catalyst was Dan Mullen planting it. But hurt over everything. I will repeat, you can believe what you want. I'm not necessarily telling you, you need to believe this. I always thought somebody got the money. Come on. This is the real world. Somebody got the money, but that is not his story. And he sat there and said specifically, there was never a money transfer. I will repeat for the fifth time, believe what you want, Dan. Maybe you don't believe that. But it was really interesting to hear him tell this story. I had never heard that side of the story. Remember, Auburn told the dad, you can't come around anymore. Remember the Oregon National Championship game? Out in Arizona where we were. We were doing the show out there. We were at the game. His dad was told not to be there. I think he came in after it and got a lot of people at Auburn upset about it. But nonetheless, I think they told him you can't be at the Heisman ceremony. Can't have you around for that. So Cam said there's some bitterness about that as well. But wow, So he said Mullen is the one. He was the catalyst for that whole thing. Jim and Jupiter. Bill, I bet Cam would have gone to Mississippi State if Dan Mullen's wife would have given him a big fat kiss. I don't think Cam would have. No, I don't think so. All right, listen. Take the break. Not sure what I just talked about there, but it was kind of interesting, right?
Good morning. Fire department's on the scene of this accident in the Midtown area, 1400 block of Broadway. Traffic's tied up pretty good in both directions. Heavy traffic now trying to get up through the Hickory Hollow area on 24 westbound. Coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, it's increasing over here in Hermitage with that volume. Coming westbound, I-40 is already crowded there. Coming past Central Pike, giving some a little bit of extra time out here. We have seen radar. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. It's Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Flight 777 to Funtown with continued service to Wintersville is ready to board. Please make sure you have your new instant game tickets from the Tennessee Lottery in hand, and thank you for choosing game-changing fun.
With chances to win up to $500,000, you'll be flying first class to cash prizes with our new instant games. Hurry to your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer to get on board today. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off site-wide and save on mouthwatering favorites today. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale, where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. And when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big, beefy burgers, and so much more. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor and endless value. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Simply go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale today. And don't forget to use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. Hurry, because this deal won't last long. Kickstart your spring grilling today. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
You enjoy the thrill of gambling, but what happens when it becomes a problem? Whether you want to cut back or quit gambling altogether, the Gambling Clinic has been helping people change their gambling for over 2 decades. We're here to help, not to judge. The Gambling Clinic is a Tennessee-based clinic offering in-person and telehealth support to help people win back their life. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
It's a Bill King Show.
We created a rule decades ago on the show. Weddings, things of that nature, during the playing portion, do not get consideration. No. Don't do that. Weddings are meant for the spring. They do not get consideration during the playing portion of the season. That's just the way we work it around here. That's the way we play it around here.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Biscuits, kitchen notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
Griffith, top of hour two on this Tuesday edition. and Gator Dave a little later in hour two. 615-844-5600. That is the call text option line. I do accentuate the text angle there. Always accentuating. Rod, a Buckeye in Texas, says, Bill, maybe Cam Newton thought the my parents will get all the benefits and somehow will know nothing about it plan can be played by him than it did for Reggie Bush. I will say this. I doubt there was no money. Why not? I mean, if you got a player of that magnitude and there's money involved before this era of pay for play, we may need to take NIL because every time I say NIL, I'm not kidding. Every time I say NIL on the show, in my brain says, it's not NIL. Why are you saying that? Why are you perpetuating the lie by using that acronym? Why? And that's a good question. My brain's right. Why do I keep? We're going to have to change that. NIL needs to go on the verboten list here on the show. But anyways, back to Cam Newton. You've got a player of that magnitude, and I believe his upbringing was rather humble. I don't think there was much money. And somebody's going to offer you, if the number's 180, you're going to take it, right? 9 times out of 9, you're going to take it. So I doubt the end game, but I have to admit, for whatever it's worth, it was pretty convincing. Not that that matters, but here's what I would guess. I guess my guess would be that the dad did get the money and he's going to play innocent about it like Cam is, as if he didn't know about it. And to this day, he doesn't know about it. Now, do I believe that? No. Here's the next level to this conversation. And again, it's the non-playing portion, so we have time to wander off a little bit. We may be thinking, okay, Bill, that was 14 years ago. What difference does it make? Well, it's interesting. And it's spring games, that's not the playing portion of the season. It's fake football season. So we can stray off some. This is the time. If there's a time to stray away from the stay on the main road there, Bill. Don't get off. This is the time of year for that. But why is it important for Cam Newton to continually say that there was no money? If I indeed believe there was money, which I do, because the real world would indicate money was exchanged. Why is it important to stick with the story? Why not just come out and say, I mean, nothing can happen to him? It's NCAA stuff. I don't have any power over him. Why not just say, yeah, you know what? At the time, we were just trying to get through the season. I'm trying to improve my draft prowess. I'm trying to help Auburn win, ultimately a championship, a natty. All we were trying to do during that entire period was deflect to get to the end of it and for me to get onto the NFL. Why not just say that? Well, Bill, maybe it's because he didn't get any money. I don't believe that. Perry Mason, Bill, says, you can't be surprised by Danny Boy there. Oh, I could see Dan in a retaliatory type fashion there. Dan Mullen, and I think he's a brilliant offensive mind, quarterbacks and all that, so please understand. But I'm saying away from the oblong spheroid is not a real likable guy. The smiley face, happy, put his arm around you guy, that's not the real Danny Mullen. No. You go back, ask the folks at Mississippi State. Now, they appreciate the winning, and that's the most important thing is the winning. I understand that, but as a dude, he was not liked at all. He was not liked at all. It'll be interesting to see if he lands somewhere because, again, dude has some gifts as a college football coach. He is a brilliant offensive mind. No doubt about that. Yeah, no doubt about it. Is he going to go out and chase down Johnny Five-Star? Think about Dan Mullen now in this environment. Remember when he got run, we weren't playing the pay Johnny Five-Star game legally. Notice I avoided the acronym. That's now on the verboten list. What would he be like in this environment? Wow. Gator Dave's the one that got that started, too. Remember? All right, Griff, when we come back.